It's 88.5 FM, and this is a real treat. We're happy to welcome back Leanne Womack, a legend.
Oh.
Well, it's true.
That's very kind, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can be legendary and not be good, but but I'll take that.
But in your case, you deserve everything that that word imparts.
Thank you.
A new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. Great title. What was your vision for this project? And by the project, I don't mean just the album, but new label, all these things. Talk to us about what you were thinking into the making of this effort.
I really just wanted to make music that I loved and then let somebody else worry about what they were going to do with it, you know, when I finished it. Because for years I was, you know, kind of like a square peg in a round hole, you know. And so I went back to East Texas to make the record, which is where I grew up. And there's so many different kinds of music there. And there in Texas, they don't so much put labels on things or put things in boxes, you know. So I didn't think about, I'm going to make this certain kind of record. I just wrote some songs, you know, and some that I found that I love that other people wrote. And I just wanted to make music that reflected what I grew up on. And in there in East Texas, you have a lot of church music, spiritual stuff, and blues music, and country, straight up country, you know, and just all these different kinds of music. So that's what I wanted to do.
And heartland. That's always another expression where it speaks to a certain set of values and a certain set of expectations, which I imagine part of that you wanted to reflect in the songs too.
You know, I mean, it's just so much a part of who I am and how I was raised to be. And so, yeah, that's all, you know, hopefully that's all reflected in this record. And I'm at that point in my life where I just want to be comfortable, you know, with what I do and who I am and everything that I'm portraying and all that sort of thing.
I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. And I just don't want no more. The deck is stacked against you, life's a losing hand. Even when you think you're up, you're right back down again. Either way you play it, the house is gonna win. It's hard being little, it's hard being small. You make it up that mountain, you're standing big and tall. Well, the trouble with a mountain, there's a million ways to fall. And I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. Just don't want no more. Hey, I need a happy ending. Somebody write me one. If there's a I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. I got all the trouble I'm ever gonna need. And I just don't want no more. No, I just don't.
Worked on this record with your husband Frank, who why don't you talk to the audience about Frank, because Frank has been working with a lot of artists, let's say genre bending, maybe is a fair word, would that be?
Yeah, I think Frank is, he's also from Texas, and I think just being from there, everybody there has such an independent spirit about everything, you know, and have forever. And so I think we just don't worry so much about labels, whereas I've had to in the past, and it's so freeing to not have to do that. And we made this record on our own, and then, you know, brought the label in. And and the really weird thing about it, of course, I've been in country music since I started 20 years, and but now you've got country music, and then you've got music row music, not necessarily country music,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So where does that leave somebody like me, you know, who is like a country artist? So it's just like I realize I'm just gonna have to forge my own path. That's it. I mean, I've just got to stand up and say, okay, here we go, this is the way I'm going. And he was the perfect partner for me to do that.
This was a family affair in some ways, because you also had your daughter play on the record, right?
Annalise, yeah, she played on the record. And yeah, we all, I mean, music is like a family business for us. That's all that goes on at our house.
Aubrey. Mm-hmm. Aubrey Sellers, who has been here, and we've talked with Aubrey as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what goes on in our house. You know, we have singer, songwriters in and out constantly. We set up in the living room and record. We have, you know, guitar pulls, and it just goes on all the time. And if you go down to the office, that's all that's going on there too. So they kind of just didn't have a chance to do anything else. But we love music, and people go, well, aren't you afraid for your kids to get in the music business? Well, no. I mean, the joy the music business doesn't necessarily always bring me joy, but the music, if that's in there, I'd be afraid if they had that in them and they didn't use it. Then I'd be scared for them, you know. I can't imagine what I would be if I didn't make music. So, you know, it's a family business, like I said.
Morning cup of coffee, not a single word. And if you do say something, it's only about work. And every time I ask you, you just say we're good. Well, either I'm a fool for asking, or you belong in Hollywood. Five o'clock martini, watch the sun go dead. Ice in crystal glasses, that's the only sin. I say let's get away, you just smile and say, I'm a fool for asking, or you belong in Hollywood. Like the silver screen, it's It's a technicolor dream. We pretend it's real, but it's only make-believe. Lying in our bed in the middle of Act Two, we say goodnight, I love you. We never miss our cue. I ask you if you mean it. You say yes, I knew you would. Well, either I'm a fool for asking, or you belong in Hollywood. Either I'm a fool for asking, or you belong in Hollywood.
The fact that your father was in radio is a certain storyline. Was there ever any time if you veered towards a pop or rock station or something where you'd have to change it when he was in the car?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we listened to him a lot. I mean, we'd be cleaning the house and, you know, and having the radio station going. And I was down there a lot. I mean, I spent a lot of time at the station. So I just felt, when I started my radio tour, when I first started my career, I was so at home in the radio stations, you know, every day in a different one. And so, but this was a really small station. And when I was really little, it was when they were still playing records and all that. So it was a cool place to be, to spend a lot of time.
Now, are you as excited as we are about taking the stage at the Troubadour in what we call an underplay and just, you know, being on a stage where songwriting for a couple of generations of certainly people in California, that defined songwriting. That stage has been the incubator of a great many songwriters, ranging from an Elton John to Dwight Yoakam to everyone in between. Imagine when you go in there, you get a sense of that history.
Oh, yeah. And I'm very excited about it and the people that will come out. And I can be happy sitting down with a guitar in my sitting room at home and playing and singing. I get a certain satisfaction out of that. I don't know. It's internal. And so I love to play for audiences. I love small rooms that are about the music and not about the circus and the theatrics and all that. You know, I love doing that. That is really my thing. And so I'm always excited about shows like that.
Open up the window, let the light back in. Tell all the birds to start chirping again. 'Cause my baby's back from wherever he's been. And it's the end of the world. I take back all of those things that I said about how I'd probably be better off dead. My reason for living is back in my bed, and it's the end of the world. It's the end of tomorrow, the beginning of a brand new day. Take all this sadness and sorrow I was fixing to live with and give it away. Hey. Goodbye to darkness. Goodbye to tears, goodbye to gray skies, blue skies are here. The future's uncertain, but one thing is clear. It's the end of the world. The future's uncertain, but one thing is clear. It's the end of the world.
Well, we're fortunate that we're glad to be part of that show, and also to celebrate the release of the record, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. And Leanne, you know, you're always welcome here. We the path you're on is a path we share, and so we'll do our best to keep people following you down the road, and we hope to see you the next time through. But we want to thank you as always for coming out today.
Oh, very special to be here. Thank you very much.
All right. It's Leanne Womack, and it's live on 88.5 FM.